Hey everyone, happy Saturday. This is Kaylee Cella with today's top news.
A San Francisco jury on Friday ordered agribusiness giant Monsanto to pay $289 million to a former school groundskeeper dying of cancer, saying the company's popular Roundup weed killer contributed to his disease. Dwayne Johnson's lawsuit was the first of thousands of cases filed in the state and federal courts alleging that Roundup causes cancer, which Monsanto denies. Johnson said he hopes his verdict will bolster the other cases, saying, quote, "This case is way bigger than me. I hope it gets the attention that it needs." Jurors in California Superior Court agreed the product contributed to Johnson's cancer and the company should have provided a label warning of the potential health hazard. Johnson's attorneys sought and won $39 million in damages and $250 million of the $373 million that they wanted in punitive damages.
When Lachelle Eichenkoder cast her vote for Wesley Bell in the St. Louis County Democratic primary on Tuesday, she took the spirit of Michael Brown with her to the ballot box. She had a sole purpose on Election Day: get rid of Bob McCullough, the veteran prosecutor who did not get an indictment against the white former Ferguson, Missouri police officer who fatally shot the unarmed black 18-year-old 4 years ago this week. The 28-year-old Eichenkoder, who is black, said Thursday after attending a protest marking the anniversary of Brown's August 9, 2014 death, quote, "To show that 4 years later, when this man who could have given us justice decided not to and did everything in his power to do the opposite, that we hadn't forgotten about him and that Mike Brown was still in our hearts. Getting him out was for the family, for all the people that have fought, and for everybody that we have lost. It was about so much more than getting Bob McCullough out. It was about what he represented." Bell's 57% to 43% victory over McCullough, a white prosecutor first elected in 1990, is the latest win for the Black Lives Matter movement, which has increasingly shifted from protest to local politics in recent years. Voters concerned with the killing of unarmed black people by police have made their voices heard from Ferguson to Cleveland to Chicago. In a clear sign of the interest and enthusiasm around the race, more St. Louis County residents voted in the district attorney's contest for Bell, a black city councilman, than for any other candidate on Tuesday's ballot, more than 103,000 voters. Nearly one in four St. Louis County residents are African American, and black people make up at least a quarter of the county's Democratic voters.
Taliban fighters tried to overrun a provincial capital in Afghanistan early on Friday, hiding inside homes before slipping into city streets in the night to attack security forces and killing at least 14 policemen before being pushed back, officials said. The overnight attack in the southeastern city of Ghazni, the capital of a province with the same name, also wounded at least 20 members of the security forces. Another Taliban attack, this one on Thursday night in western Herat province, left 6 policemen dead in the district of Obi, according to the governor's spokesman there. The brazen assaults by the Taliban, who have been gaining more ground in their annual spring offensive and who have shrugged off the government's latest offers of a ceasefire in negotiations, underscore the difficulties Afghan forces face in battling the relentless insurgency on their own in efforts to end the nearly 17-year war. All right, guys, that's all I got for now. Make sure to tune in tomorrow morning for the latest. This is Kaylee Cella, signing off.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.